Oh, I'll give myself an interview. Isn't it funny how whenever somebody wins a world championship, there's always a standing ovation, champagne, roses, flowers, yet I got a whole backstage area filled with mutes. Nobody can believe that Chris Jericho is the first AEW champion. Pure silence.
And the youngest.
There's no thank you for Chris Jericho. There's no
and
round
the
of applause
longest
for
reigning.
Chris Jericho. But that's okay, because I got my own thank you, because I'm the first AEW champion. Oh, you see that, Bucks? Chris Jericho, the first champ. How apropos, isn't it?
Apropos.
Yeah, thanks. That's all you're going to say?
He's also a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah, no thank you from the Young Bucks.
He's got them all.
Well, no, in all the promotions also.
I wouldn't even accept it. Okay? Congratulations on having Chris Jericho as the new AEW champion. The pleasure's all yours, Bucky boys.
Bucky boys.
You can be quiet. All you be quiet. Look at you. Nice hair, idiot. What's your name? I don't care.
That was Brian Pillman.
All the cops can't believe it. Paramedics.
Huh? I think that was Brian.
Where were you when I was bleeding to death? Standing around like a bunch of morons. Look at you, giant idiot.
Oh, this is that big fat guy who was just smiling.
First AEW champion.
Giant
and
idiot.
And the whole city of Chicago, the loudest city in the world, renowned for being the best wrestling crowd in the world. Everyone's silent. No one knows what to say. Because Chris Jericho's the first AEW champion.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this, a whole other round. All you guys can stand in the back of the line.
A whole other round.
All of you. Look at you. Librarian, you can tell me to shush? Up yours. Scorpio Sky, you'll never get a shot at this. You hear me? None of you guys. Idiots.
None of you little fucks.
All right.
None of you guys.
I guess I'll just have to have my own celebration, won't I?
And now the moment.
Else seems to be here. Uh-oh. That's fine. I'm an only child. I got no problem celebrating by myself. Look at this.
Little olives.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Cheap salami. That's what Chris Jericho gets. Olives. Look at this. Look.
A little guy in there.
These olives are nothing in there.
A little guy.
And you look at this one. There's a little guy in there. Can't even get proper olives.
What was that from, like, Spinal Tap or something like that?
A little bit of the bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly.
God. He is bruised. He is bloody. Some would say he is Chris Jericho, but he is our first.
The
All of
the
Wrestling World
Producer G1, the Math Mania Podcast.
I don't know who that six guy is, but we just fired him.
Hip hop and everything in between.
Hey!
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for the Math Mania Podcast. Yes.
Yeah,
what episode are we?
148.
We haven't been keeping
148, I believe, yeah. Gentlemen.
We are now considered the level 99 Hydra of the audio world.
It's 149, actually.
Ooh. We're the level 149 Hydra.
149.
In the wrestling podcast world.
Yeah, brothers.
The most important letters in podcasts.
What's that?
M-M-P.
Yeah.
That's right.
M-M-P.
Right. And we are coming live and direct from the Matt Mania Arena, the DigiLab Studios.
Yeah, yeah.
Every week we are here, holding it down, talking some wrestling, talking some hip-hop, some movies, whatever else we get into.
Shout out to you for listening. I've been gone a little while. Neo's been gone a while, so we're all back.
Shit, who is that talking?
Squad is here.
Yes.
What?
Gang,
am I a ghost?
Can y'all do y'all recognize that
I'm
voice?
I'm back, y'all. Y'all hope y'all ain't forget it. Y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me.
Are you
MMP Ran?
I'm the Osiris of this. Speaking of ghosts,
make a
I don't know if anybody's
forever.
Watching Power. Power's back. I've been on it. It's been great. So, yo, before we get started, there's a lot of wrestling to talk about.
Yes.
I'm fresh from StarCast, fresh from Chicago.
So much wrestling.
PAX. A lot of wrestling shows. I was at PAX. Yeah, there's a lot going on, man. And then I'm about to go out for another tour in about a week or so. But
that's a traveling man.
So we get to talk wrestling. But before we do that,
yes,
we're going to talk about everything outside of the world of wrestling that we love. It's called the putover. So who's first?
I can go first.
I.
This is MMP Neo.
All right.
X
Neo-X.
On the quest.
Isn't it MMP?
I didn't even give you a
device
full,
that
I'm sorry,
stops
give
electricity.
Y'all a full introduction. But y'all should know us by now. But everybody's
you already
here.
Know what it is.
Neo X, Teak Hall, G1 to the rescue. Brock Knowledge is in here.
Hey, guys.
So, Neo, what you putting over, sir?
So, whenever there is time to watch anything outside of wrestling, the one thing that I have on my queue is on Hulu, the
Wu-Tang, An American Saga. Just to kind of read a little bit of the synopsis, Wu-Tang American Saga is inspired by the Wu-Tang Manual, or the Tao of the Wu, and based on the true story of the Wu-Tang Clan. Set in the 90s in New York at the height of the crack cocaine epidemic, the show tracks the clan's formation of a vision of Bobby Diggs, a.k.a. the RZA, who strives to unite a dozen young black men that are torn between music and crime, but eventually rise to become the unlikeliest of American success stories. So I can't wait. It's
You start watching it? How far you got?
No, it's premieres today.
Oh.
Yeah, so after we're done, I'm going to go watch it.
Okay.
But all the previews that I've seen,
so
all the commercials.
How are you putting it over when you haven't watched it? What if it sucks?
Because the previews.
Okay, I'll say. I'm going to put over the preview for the Wu-Tang Clan.
Illegal put over. Flag on the play.
If we're putting over previews, then I'm going to change my put over. Can I do that?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bad Boys. Let's do that.
Oh,
how about it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yo, the Bad Boys trailer is out. What's the movie called now? It's just
Bad Boys Forever.
Bad Boys for Life.
Old Man.
Yeah.
Old men being bad.
Bad old men.
Bad old men.
Yo, I won't give anything away. Trailer is phenomenal.
Wait, is it really for life?
Dirty Will Smith.
It is Bad Boys for Life.
It is Bad Boys for Life. I'm about to watch it right now.
Yo, this was did you notice where the trailer debuted at? On Will Smith's?
On Instagram.
YouTube, of course. On his YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't for play.
YouTube has been on... it's been Will Smith's, like, his bag lately. So
yeah.
It was smart to build that up. And then be like, all right, here it is, bam, and drop it on that. So
I'm gonna watch it with no sound right now.
He's watching it with no sound.
With no sounds. Mike Lowry.
That way we won't.
Mike Lowry.
It starts off even funny.
He's gonna hit the dance. I knew it.
Yeah, because he's fucking stupid. But the trailer is fire.
It's so good. So
I'm stupid.
I'm excited.
Oh, he is for hitting.
Does this Martin take place in like Miami again, or
yeah,
it's Miami again.
Nice.
Of course they're older.
Same lieutenant.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Is it really?
Yeah, you'll see him in the preview.
Whatever his name is, I forget his real name.
Are they popping the Blue Chew in this one?
Maybe
Blue Chew supplements.
Martin just got punched.
Will don't look like he needed in the movie, but Martin might.
Martin needs a trainer.
Martin's cut is legit though. He got his cut on point. The waves is flowing.
Oh yeah,
I'm liking that. Everybody's on point. So can't tell you too much about it. I'm just excited.
Oh, there he is. Same guy.
This might be the biggest January film release, like, of all time. They're about to, like,
break. I wonder if it's going to be around my birthday.
Break records.
It's in January. I'm going to go see it.
So, check out the trailer. Go see it. Bad Boys for
And this is the finale of the, this is the, friend, this is the end of the franchise, right?
No.
Supposedly.
No.
Supposedly?
For life.
What if they blow up his beach house in the movie?
Yo, Hogan's beach house?
Yeah.
I'll be okay with that.
I'm cool with that.
Drive a speedboat right through it.
I'll be dope.
He pops up like, you know something, bro? And he just gets run out.
Boom. What if Hogan pops up on that boat that he used to ride in that show? What was the name
Thunder
of
it? Thunder in Paradise?
Thunder in Paradise.
You know Nick Hogan's dating a porn star?
No, there it is. Yeah. I didn't. But.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Breaking news, Matt Maniacs.
Breaking
Rock
news.
Knowledge all about
who's
the thespian.
All about the
who's
thespian.
Brooke Hogan dating?
Brooke Hogan? Her dad?
Oh.
Probably her dad.
Aw.
Didn't y'all find it weird that the Hogan's new wife looks just like Brooke?
That is
sick
weird.
Fuck.
That is weird.
Anyways.
All right, moving on.
So we wonder why Trump and Hogan are friends.
Hey.
Who else is putting something over?
I go.
Sorry, I changed mine. Make sure you just jot that down.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
I'm going to put one quarter of the slaughter, Mr. Yawa himself. Joel Ortiz dropped a new album on Friday called Monday.
Huh?
Wait.
He dropped an album last Friday that's called Monday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's called Monday.
Came out on Friday.
You should play Anxiety if you can play. If you can play a joint off that, you can play Anxiety. What are we talking about it?
I thought CDs dropped Tuesday.
They changed that a long time ago, and they ruined it.
Yeah, because they wanted it on payday. The industry's greedy.
Yeah, he's got the production lineup is dope. Justice League, Knots. He's got Heatmakers on there. Yeah, Justice League's on there. Heatmakers. Keep it real, partner.
Okay.
Give to the needy.
Arr.
But yeah, Joel is in his rhyme bag, man.
The dude can rap. Like,
always been able to rap.
Always been a great rapper.
Always been a spitter.
Okay. All right. Is that a Mellow Music release as well?
Yes, it is.
Mellow got everybody, man. Homeboy Sandman. They got Pete Rock. Sky Zoo.
Yep. That's coming out soon, too. The new Sky Pete. Yo, he sold out of his lyric book.
Really?
Razzcast, yeah. He sold out of the lyric book.
That's dope.
I was going to cop, too, but I was
so
too late.
So he only had one or he had several?
He had like a bunch and he sold out.
It wasn't like the original
one. No.
He would just make copies.
He had like a hardcover, like he put it together himself.
That's dope. So, I would do that. I should start doing that.
You should do that.
I need to start writing my rhymes again. I put them in my, I do them straight digital.
Everybody does.
My notepad, so I couldn't sell anything.
So yeah, check it out, man. Joel Ortiz, Monday. Some dope hip hop.
Monday, which came out on Friday.
Not Monday. Not Monday.
I might listen to it on Thursday.
Do that.
I'll listen to it on Monday. Then I'll pay you Tuesday for an album.
I'd gladly pay you on Tuesday for an album today. Yeah, check that shit out, man. It's really fucking dope.
I will do.
I'm pleased with it.
Thank you for that put over. All right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
T-Call, did you put over? Oh, he didn't. Oh, wait, G1? No, G1 doesn't have one right yet. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Little by little.
T-Call. What you got?
Don't let us rush you.
Take your time, bro.
Yeah, like, just keep on talking. I'm over here trying to produce.
Take your time.
We have a producer for that.
That's Beej's job.
Let the producer produce.
He can if he didn't get the notes of what to produce.
You just give hot takes.
I just give hot takes.
Hey, that YBN Cordae album, I listened to that. It's really dope, by the way.
So, moving on. Yeah. The YBN Cordae is dope.
Common came out.
Is dope, too. A lot of good music just constantly coming.
Yo, you know what's super dope?
What?
So I'm going to LA in October to see Banks on the 3rd.
Nice.
Tell me why.
As one does.
On the 4th is Crit and Rhapsody at the Belasco in LA.
Oh, you stand for that?
Yep.
I think I might make a trip.
I'm buying my ticket tomorrow. And then I'm also buying my ticket for Little Brother in Vegas on the 22nd of November. So Friday night.
I think I'm rolling with you for that.
I think we're all going.
Little Brother's not coming
here.
Yo, so what's up? Is nobody going to see Wu-Tang now?
When is that?
That's
November?
Tucson. Yeah, I can do both.
That can happen. That's November.
Yeah.
So Rhapsody and Crit is the same day as SmackDown in LA.
I'd rather see Rhapsody and Crit. I want to see Rhapsody.
Yo, so this song that he playing in the back is Mayhem Loren, Wavy, his new album for Members Only, produced by DJ Muggs, comes out tomorrow. So
nice. So you putting over the song?
No, I'm putting over the album.
Album that you haven't
the
heard
preview
yet.
Of the album.
Trying to make a quick note, which
is the
like
song.
Wild card rules.
To me right now.
Wild card put over
this
rules.
Might
okay.
Be wild card put overs.
But I was putting G1 up on Mayhem the other day. While I was talking to him about it, he didn't know who Mayhem was. So this is like his introduction into him because he never heard him. But for those who know, he fucks with Action Bronson Heavy. He's been on Fuck That's Delicious. He does a lot of stuff on Vice, on Munchies. He was the voice of the animated World Cup during the World Cup. So he said that bag was big.
Oh, I bet.
I bet that bag.
He said he beat
nice.
Out the Duracell man to get that to get that voiceover work.
Duracell man. That's what's up.
So yeah, I mean they out here doing it. His portfolio is vast. It's not just rap.
True. All right, Mayhem Loren. I'm with it. So G1. Lastly but never leastly.
Oh my bad, here you go, man.
Beej, what you got?
Beej!
You ain't that nigga though.
What's going on, people?
You ain't that nigga though.
Today is September 4th, 1973. It is the birthday of probably the most important figure in the Power Ranger franchise. Excuse me, today is September 4th, but born on this day, 1973, is the one, the only, you know him as Tommy, aka Jason David Frank.
JDF, son, man.
What's
up? JDF's kind of a legend.
Yeah, man. This is his birthday today, man.
Well,
salute.
So his birthday was a week after Power Rangers.
We got the Power Rangers Day.
And it's the day after mine.
Absolutely. And yesterday we celebrate the life of Twee Trang, the original Trini, who we unfortunately lost on September 3rd of 01 in a car accident. So in the midst of that, we celebrate her life. But yeah, man, it's JDF's birthday, man. It's a real hero holiday. You know
what
I'm saying?
JDF.
For those
Happy birthday.
For those of y'all that ain't been up to speed since Mighty Morphin, he didn't been three other Rangers since. Red Zeo, Red Turbo, Black Dino Thunder.
Don't,
he got five identities, boy.
Don't none of them matter.
Is that don't none of them matter?
Speed round. Green or white?
Ah, green or white.
Green or white?
White. White has a cooler suit.
It has a cooler suit, cooler weapon. Go ahead.
I go green because that's when he was a heel.
Right, I go green too. You're talking about better weapon, but the dagger that he had to play the flute in.
Oh yeah.
To call Godzilla.
It was
the water.
Playing a damn trumpet sound. Let's not get that twisted. Wasn't really a fuck.
Yeah, they also did a flute that played a trumpet sound.
Right, and little boys turned into grown men like people. We talked last week. So let's not.
They weren't music people. All
right, shout out
to
Blake Foster. Anyway.
All right, y'all. So that's our putovers. Let's get on to the show. Right now, I'm currently live streaming, so I can't see my notes.
I got some notes. So you want to jump right into the
this weekend? All Out. Let's talk about what happened this weekend. We had All Out.
Yep.
We had
StarCast.
We had
Takeover UK.
Takeover UK.
Cardiff, yep.
And Cardiff. And what else? Was there something else happening?
There was some New Japan stuff going on.
Yeah,
right?
Some,
yeah, that was Royal Quest.
Royal Quest. They had their UK pay-per-view.
Big wrestling weekend.
A lot happened, as usual. Yeah. I think there's just too much wrestling, y'all. I really think there's too much.
But
I
find myself there's just
watching
so much
wrestling on double speed now.
Right.
Like, it's just too much.
But there's so much now that you can have a variety. Like, last week.
But it's all great. Like, last weekend, it was all great.
Right.
But you know, I don't have 19 hours.
Right.
Yeah, you were even watching some death matches.
But I'm saying, like for example, yeah. I haven't seen Raw prior to this week.
Me neither.
You know, and that's because the G1 took up my time, the wrestling show, not the producer. And, everything else that kind of led up to it, even, like, NXT stuff, you know?
True.
It was a lot, man.
All right, so let's just get down to it.
All Out, man.
What happened this weekend that you liked? Let's go around the table.
Are we talking about in general or from
each show?
Yeah,
we don't
have
to go match by match with All Out or match by match with Takeover. But if everybody has something they liked from the weekend, we'll go from there. Highlight for you, wrestling-wise.
Highlight of the weekend, which is also a match of the year contender, in my opinion, was the main event.
I need
of
the Metal Gear Solid noise for that.
Was the main event of TakeOver Cardiff. It was Walter against Tyler Bates.
You guys don't understand how big that
I
is.
I need to see that.
Not the match, but the fact that Rock
the
is
fact
saying
that, Rock
that this
is saying
match
that.
Is a match of the year
It must be
contender.
The
it is
this
phenomenal.
This guy don't watch indies.
No.
I wouldn't have thought that he would like Tyler Bates. Like,
I enjoyed the entire...
What do you think of Walter?
Walter's
a monster.
Oh, you weren't here.
No.
I want to see Walter go against Brock Lesnar.
Ooh. Brock won't.
So, would you rather see Walter versus Brock or the Bro versus Brock?
Walter.
Walter.
I think Brock will just throw the Bro around.
Sometimes the Hoss fights aren't. They don't live up to the.
I don't
know. You know, because nobody
that's
can
real.
Move.
That's
you know?
Real. No, that's real. I mean, it could
they
be a. It could
they
be
can't
a letdown.
For each other. You know.
Yeah.
I worry about that.
I mean, as long as their stamina is up in the match and it's not a quick like Goldberg Brock match, because when it comes to the big guys fighting, like all Rock wants to see is Walter get.
German suplex.
Right, he wants to get suplex
F5,
city. He wants to see Goldberg get chopped.
How long was that match? Do you know offhand? Like
total time was like 45 minutes.
Yo!
But you got to factor in entrance. I'm
that's a lot of
entrance.
Chaos.
But it was probably
bell to bell.
It was
might have been
30
an hour.
What?
30 minute match. At least 30 minutes.
Was it a
30.
Slow match?
Wow.
But
that's what
man.
I'm saying. It was paced well for Walter to beat stamina through the match. It wasn't a.
He was
a
flying. He was
match.
Flying around all kinds of shit, bro.
People tend to forget. Others perform, but Walter kills.
I also think
any vicious chops.
The
he
name
grew
yes.
up wrestling bears, like we talked last week.
The name
so.
Of his faction, Imperium. That shit is
that's
hard.
Dope. Yeah.
That's dope.
They need to pop up on Raw.
Imperium.
That shit is hard.
It just sounds so royal.
And he's got the hardest
theme
song in wrestling is Walter.
The theme. Incredible.
Well, the funny thing that Rock says that because I always said that Walter's theme song sounded like a Soul Calibur beat. The
that
same way
that
we would talk about
like Kairi Sane.
Or yeah, like yeah.
Okay.
Kairi Sane sounded like what? What is
yeah,
that?
It's the oldest
fucking funeral. Yeah, but it also sounds like it's also like a pirate song.
Really
is what
to
it
me,
is.
To me, it feels like a march. Yeah, like you're like marching.
Going to battle.
Like you're going to war.
Yeah, uh-huh. Battle.
So
Imperium. Works.
I feel like a character off Soul Calibur had something like that.
Cesaro appeared on the show too.
That was
cool. Challenge Walter.
Who did he fight? G1? Do you remember the guy's name? It was great. Great match. Great show. Respect at the end between the two of them. Cesaro spun him around like a a ball, like, I mean, for like a minute straight, is spinning.
I saw that. That was crazy. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I guess, was there, and he was tweeting about it. Yeah, he was like, oh, yo, shit. He just spun that dude for like 80 minutes. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, because he got to 30. I'm like, oh, he's going to go to 50. And then he got to, and then I was like, he's still going.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Cesaro versus Ilya Dragunov.
Thank you.
Oh, Dragunov. Isn't he part of Emporium?
Is he?
I thought he was.
Imperium.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. An Emporium is where you buy goods.
No, the guys in Imperium are too clean cut. Yeah. That guy's not clean cut.
Nah. I seen this guy wrestle Matt Riddle. Or no, Tyler Bate in Progress. And that guy's a monster, dude. Yeah. He reminds me of like a lightweight, like... Ivan Drago, because of his cut and his look and his ferocity.
Okay.
Yeah, he's crazy. Stone cold. He's stone cold.
He's stone cold.
Stone cold. Stone cold.
All right. Saw the Lucas Helt, who said he was worried that this could mean that Cesaro could wind up permanently on NXT UK.
But is it a bad thing? I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the fact that you have, performers like Breezango, Cesaro. I even heard through the grapevine maybe the Iconics might go back to NXT. Mm. Why not? They thrived in NXT.
If they go back to where they thrived, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
But even if they just kind of, do a quick resurgence and then bounce
back up.
Even Finn did that at the last UK show against
Devlin,
his homeboy.
Jordan Devlin. The Jordan Devlin?
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Look at them. Look at Rock naming UK guys. This is incredible, folks.
I just made Neo proud.
Fucking Mark Neo.
I don't know. Neo's so proud.
I don't even know these guys anymore.
You go away for a few weeks. I know UK
wrestlers. He's naming UK guys. What the heck?
He's one of the only guys in here who watched NXT TakeOver.
Damn. Wow. That's legit.
I know, we didn't.
So Teek said, he mentioned, and we were just talking before the show, like, well, I said it too. I said, man, this is what scares me about the AEW Wednesday Night Wars possibility.
Yeah.
Is that NXT could bring anybody. Any guy could cameo and pop up on that show.
Right. The Bruiserweight could pop up.
And it's going to instantly make people watch.
Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
So, Enzo and Cass. No.
Yo.
But then, Teek said, Rusev could even pop up. Any of those guys who are NXT dudes could come and
four on four. Faction against faction. Undisputed era. Imperium.
What? Oh! That would be fire!
If they do another ramp.
I need to see that.
What were they doing at over Royal Rumble weekend? Weren't they doing like a War of the Worlds or something like that?
War of the Worlds.
Like if they do something like that again, like another NXT War of the Worlds, make it bigger.
You can have
the regular NXT versus the UK NXT guys.
Ooh. They should do a War Games. With NXT UK versus NXT US. Ooh. That would be a fire pay-per-view.
Yo.
Man.
I like this new
Brock Knowledge
is
booking the territories, awesome. Brother.
Okay, Brock Knowledge.
I'm booking the UK territories.
He's on fire right now. He's going to be the UK booker. Let's get him a snarky fedora.
Right, man.
All right. So that was...
I know some shit.
Give me a highlight, G1, on the microphone.
Yeah, for sure.
The weekend.
Highlight of the weekend for me? Motherfucking Luchasaurus, man.
Luchasaurus.
Hey, man. Hey,
he's
man.
He's going to be here.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
I want to go.
CWFAZ.
I want to go.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Never in the history.
He got made.
In my 20-some-odd years of watching wrestling did I ever think I would see someone chokeslam someone and then turn around and do a moonsault. After he done kipped up, after he done did a motherfucking swanton second rope outside of the ring and landed on five people. Mind you, the person that I'm talking about is about 6'5", 280.
And wears a fucking dinosaur mask.
With a dinosaur mask on.
That's what I'm saying, man.
With a pair of glasses on underneath.
The Sancho Soros.
This is the thing. Like, I really wish you would have watched Lucha Underground because he had some fire matches.
I watched Lucha Underground, just never noticed him. I was.
What?
Bro,
he's huge.
He's
a dinosaur.
The main person I paid attention to in Lucha Underground is, my favorite is Jeff Cobb when he was Matanza Cueto, I think was his
Matanza.
Name. Matanza Cueto.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Jeff Cobb before I realized who that was. I didn't know who that was under
he
that
was
mask.
Dope in Lucha.
And then just the move and everything. So it wasn't really, I blanked a lot of people out. I was like him, Johnny Mundo, goddammit, who's been a million different names.
Yeah, he's been
And, Prince Puma. Joey Ryan,
Prince Puma,
aka
Pentagon
Ricochet,
Jr. Phoenix.
Yeah, the Pentagon Jr. Ray Phoenix. It was
Jack
so many.
Evans.
I didn't like
Kill Shot.
This AEW platform is really giving Luchasaurus a chance to shine. And putting him in the team with two small dudes who can go was not the worst idea ever.
No, because he can just throw them around.
It's dope.
Yeah, the dynamic of big and small. He's the hot tag. He's the heater. And he can do all the crazy
stuff.
He's
the biggest fucking hot tag
ever. I mean, if you think about this, in the X-Men cartoon, Wolverine was small.
Facts.
Wolverine's like 5'3", dog.
Colossus used to throw him like a cannonball at people.
Yeah, Wolverine's
like,
yeah.
That's all right. Facts, man. But no, for real.
Wolverine was like Chris Benoit's size.
He was.
Right, so I'm saying the little guys being with Luchasaurus, he can throw them in the corner at people. Flip them on the people.
I love the whole team. Much love to Jungle Boy Jack Perry. Much love to Marco Stunt. But this Luchasaurus dude ain't nothing to fuck with like Wu-Tang.
He got made this weekend. Like, I was like, okay, Luchasaurus, I could actually see him at some point becoming champion.
AEW is obviously going to do a lot of 3-on-3 tag matches.
Yeah.
Six-man tags are good.
Yeah, the six-man tags. Because
they continue to be as good as they are.
They just threw Marco Stunt into that group and made it a three-man.
Right.
Because then you say they gave him a name. G1, what's the name of that?
The Jurassic Express.
The Jurassic Express. So they even got a name.
So it's like a little boy, a boy, and his dinosaurs.
That's great. All right. That is a great highlight of the weekend. Teak, what's your highlight of the weekend?
Yo.
Uh-oh. Check.
I fucking.
Someone else. Lucas. Shout out to Lucas. He said they should probably consider a six-man title in Lucha.
I've heard about that
in AEW. They had one in Lucha Underground.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the trios title.
Bring that to AEW.
I don't know. Did they have a trios in Lucha's? Oh, I'm sorry, in Lucha Underground, did they only have the trios title? I thought they only
did they
had
not
the trios.
Have a tag?
I don't remember them having a tag title. So maybe. If they do a trios, that's cool. But I don't think you should overload it with a tag and then a trio.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Because in New Japan, they do that. And I think it's just too many titles right now. Or not New Japan.
You don't want it to be too many
titles.
No,
they do
it. Definitely don't want to flood
New Japan.
A bunch
they
of titles
the,
when
they do
just
the never
starting.
Open weight.
Yeah, they have never open weight.
Yeah.
I can see that. All right, Teak, what's your highlight?
I was going to say I was putting over a match that it wasn't a match of the night, but it was a match that I knew was going to perform well. And it was the Joey Janela. Who else was in this match?
Jimmy Havoc and Darby Allin.
So
these guys just bumped, dude.
Right.
This is a bump fest.
The Cracker Barrel Classic.
Cracker Barrel Clash. I think Jim Ross said classic a couple times.
The Cracker Barrel Classic. Cracker Barrel Clash.
They need my barbecue sauce. My God, G1.
My ears are
broken in half.
These are a bunch of guys who bump and a bunch of guys who aren't here to destroy their bodies. So.
I mean, out the jump, Havoc immediately starts stapling himself.
Yeah, he starts stapling
right
himself.
You gotta do that.
Like,
and then
I haven't seen that since New Jack.
They threw the thumbtacks in his mouth. And then they gaff taped his mouth. I'm like,
So the funny part was Janela was having a hard time with the tape. So, like, he had put the thumbtacks in Havoc's mouth. And I was like, he could have spit these out. They don't even got the tape in his mouth yet. He's just sitting there holding his mouth.
I have to hold these in my mouth.
Right, just doing it. But,
it
I mean,
it seems dangerous.
Eventually, it paid off. He spit them in somebody's face.
What if you, like, accidentally like, inhale one and then you tear up your wind cord and you die?
So, Darby Allin had a skateboard with thumbtacks on the bottom of it, which he did an oily off Joey Ollie. Janela. Ollie.
What'd you call it?
Oily.
Oily.
He did the oily.
Write that down. Oily.
Yo, we need a Teak Hall glossary. Oily.
You get the Teak Hall dictionary.
The Teakisms.
The Teak dictionary.
That's
the oily.
You did an oily.
That's the name of this episode. The oily.
You said it so confident. You were so confident. Like you thought you said it right.
In my mind, I still said it right.
Yeah,
so,
that's
I mean,
all that matters, Teak. That's all that matters.
Still an oily to Teak.
Right.
Oh, my God.
See how many people in the hood going to pronounce that correctly. And I used to play the shit out of Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah, we love Tony Hawk.
Doing oilies. Doing oilies
on him.
Doing oilies on oily. the grinding, doing oilies.
A springboard oily.
Off the rail.
A springboard oily.
It was a springboard oily.
I could do a spring board.
Well, and then shout out to Jonathan. Like, he actually had, from Lapel, yeah, he actually had that skateboard for sale.
Yeah.
Really? I'm like, how did he get that?
How did he get it?
Exactly.
Stole it.
Jonathan, you need to let us know how you got that skateboard.
So, yo, Joey Janela did a running, like, flipped over the rope pile driver to have it.
Oh, that was crazy.
It was like a Mexican destroyer almost, like a sunset flip.
Almost. That was crazy.
And, yeah, oh, and then that big spot where he had the cracker barrel.
Yeah, the coffin drop.
That he tried to do he tried to do like the coffin drop onto somebody
every
in the stairs, and they were gone.
I'm like, why are you doing this?
But man?
You don't need to do it.
But think about it, like, it was so much better to have those gimmick barrels, because if you remember the last All Out,
that was sitting in the ring.
Yeah, like Jericho, he couldn't take it out of the ring. Like, yeah,
it wouldn't even get out of the ring. These were less light and like easy to work with.
Gimmick barrels.
So another good spot of this match, and I'll stop talking about this match after this, though, was when the monkey flip that he gave to Janela, and Janela just flipped and landed in the chair.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope. Hey, keep some good spots
keep
there.
Keep it real. I got a quick question. Between MLW and AEW, I feel like the Destroyer is becoming the new Super Kick. I just want to put that out there. Yep. Everybody's doing a Destroyer now.
It's kind of overused.
It's literally becoming the new Superkick.
And it's really dangerous.
It's dangerous to say.
They're kind of spamming it.
It looks good, though.
It looks ill.
It really does.
Do you remember when John Cena did it?
John Cena, his was more like
he did it before, and it looked really funny.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember him doing it. I remember he had a move.
Like the Gringo Destroyer?
He had like a sunset flip.
No, Google that. Google, I think, I'm pretty sure he did it. I could be wrong at this point.
I mean, since we're talking about the Destroyer, let's just go ahead and talk about the Lucha Bros versus the Bucks.
Yeah, that Destroyer off the ladder through the table.
I thought he killed. Was it Matt?
Oh, Rob said that he sold the skateboard on Twitter, so I guess Jonathan got it.
Bought it, shit. Oh, you talking to my homie Rob out there in Chicago?
Rob's out there. Whatever, Jesse Rob said Michael Nakazawa is the king of the oilies. Oh, thank you, buddy. That was great.
King of the oilies.
King of the oilies. So Johnson, that might be the name of the episode.
King of the oilies. I like that.
Thank you, T. So somebody Google John Cena Canadian Destroyer.
So John Cena's, and I'm looking at it now. His was basically a Yoshi Tonic. It was a sunset flip power bomb.
That's what I thought it was, a power bomb.
Wasn't a Destroyer because they weren't doing power drivers.
But it wasn't off of the ladder or through the table.
Nah, he wasn't doing that type of shit.
Nothing crazy.
You know who does that? I was telling Rock earlier. Teddy Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does that boy shit?
Yeah, he might be the king of
the
Canadian Destroyer.
Wow, like off somebody's shoulders? Like, come on.
I mean, I saw him do it off the ladder to somebody.
Was that the Vegas one?
No, he didn't do it there. It was a clip on Twitter that I saw. Man. And I was like, why are people letting him do that?
That is a Destroyer.
What?
I'm looking Cena?
At it. What was Cena did?
Hold on.
I got weird shadows.
Did he springboard himself off that guy's back?
He says he's done it 3 times at least.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's a pin?
You can't do a Destroyer into a pin. It's a power bomb.
Look at it.
No, it's not. That is a Destroyer.
That is a sunset flip power bomb.
That is when you leap over them. And
a Destroyer is a pile driver.
Hey, I'm going to call that a sunset flip power bomb.
No, it's not. That's a Destroyer.
I don't know, man.
The consensus in the room is that it's a...
Matt Maniacs, let us know what you think.
Take
who's
a look at it yourself.
It's
and see
a sunset flip roll up.
Right? Nah, it's not on the screen anymore. All right, so Neo.
Hold on, but no, we didn't even talk about his match. He brought up the.
Well, no, that
Lucha
was
Bros
my
match
of the night too. Yeah. So I'm on that rock.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So Lucha Bros versus. This has to be, I think, the last time that they.
That's
fight.
What we said earlier
because
too for a while.
Exactly.
It was amazing, but it's like you can't top this again next month. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, Escalera de la Muerte.
What they call it, Escalete.
Escalera de la Muerte. That's definitely that's the exclamation point on this rivalry. But I will say with an asterisk for the AAA titles.
That's right.
Yeah. For the AAA
titles.
Let the
AEW titles
come
into play. That
is the check mark for that. When those AEW title tag titles come out or trios titles, it's a whole different ball game. It's got to be. But the ladder match, unless they introduce another team, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, yeah. This I agree.
This was basically like the New
the
Day
TLC?
And
oh, you're gonna say that? I was gonna say the Hardys and.
Well, I'm just saying that you don't want to see them
the
fight
New
anymore.
Day TLC
the New Day
with the New Day Usos.
Yeah, New Day and the Usos. Okay. It's like that rivalry. It's
like they can't
we
top
can't,
what they've
yeah,
done.
It's so great.
Just,
yeah.
If you do another match, it's either not going to be as good, or we know the level that you can be.
Yeah.
But we're just tired of seeing you guys fight because it was like. Well, these guys are just too similar. Also, these
I'll just
teams,
say like, I'm not. I was telling Rock earlier, I can watch them go because I've actually watched a rewatch some of their matches. It's just they need to either take it up a level. I don't know, like piranhas surrounding the ring, or
well, that's what I was about to say.
Death on fire.
What else can they do?
Or how do you want them just have a straight up wrestling match?
Ring of fire. How do you want them to take it up a level when their
C4 exploding ring?
When their finisher is a package pile driver that the other guy jumps off the and stumps through the pile driver.
Yeah, drills the pile driver.
Is the Meltzer driver right?
Yeah, it's a tombstone.
It's like both of them are assisted pile drivers.
But at this point, I'm just
somebody got to step it up.
Yeah, I'm like up in arms. Like either you introduce a new element,
well, you
or
do,
they just
did
introduce
LAX,
back.
And they did introduce a new element.
Yes, sir. At the
very end, Tony Khan said,
"LAX." Wait, they're not called LAX.
He said, "Not an AEW." Right now, it's just Santana and Ortiz.
We had a run-in from Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton.
Yo. I got
like
so
dead, like a dead president sort of deal.
Oh, man.
I still believe that they will be Jericho's tag team partners.
Me too. Me too.
You did say that.
I said that.
I thought
they were going to wait and say it then, but this is cool.
I just know my prediction came true.
Yeah.
That's got to be the case.
I'm happy about
that. I mean,
that.
The only other thing that I can think of, and I was telling Rock earlier, is either he paired up with Havoc and Darby Allin, maybe to kind of keep the same energy that they have. But I think LAX or Santana Ortiz, like, that's a sure shot.
When Jericho was selling
sure
it, he was
shot.
Like, "Oh, you won't believe who we got, who we brought in."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As if to say, it's a different, a new person.
It's gonna be Edge and Christian.
You think you know me?
Hey,
you think you know me? You think you know me?
Someone said they're called PNP. I don't know what that stands for.
But Party and Play.
LAX is called PN. Plug and Play.
Plug and Play.
You ain't got nothing on that MMP.
But yeah, I can see them.
Who they got
either,
more smoke with though?
Either like, wanting a piece of the Young Bucks or a piece of the Usos.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well,
I mean,
which
Usos,
one?
Why
they, who they want more?
Who do they got more smoke with though? Because they beat them both down.
Well, they were wearing masks, so I think that would be more
Lucha. Since the Luchas have the titles, only the AAA titles.
They have the titles.
Yeah, and it's disrespectful to come out there wearing masks.
Yeah.
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 The Mexicans versus the Puerto.
But they go to Mexico. Like they go to they do Crash Lucha and. And some other, you know, like indie shows down there. I've seen the advertisements for them down there. You know,
Rand, did you give your top moment?
I didn't. I think I'm gonna go out on a limb only because it surprised me.
Orange.
It's the ending. You know what? He's second. Orange Cassidy's second for me because that was great. And I got to watch him the night before at GCW. And so we got him two nights in a row. He fought Gangrel at GCW. That was a fun match.
Nice.
But I think the ending of Pac and Omega.
Ho, ho.
Yeah.
I was like sitting there with my mouth open. Like, oh, snap.
Oh, my God.
Kenny passed out. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was
so
great.
So this raises the question. Omega has been.
I got a question.
Has been shuffled to the mid card.
Yo, he's a
quote unquote. He's the mid carder.
Yeah.
Well, could he really be when he's fighting Moxley at whatever full gear. Gears of War?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Gears of War 5.
Well, it should be.
That's real.
The match wasn't amazing. Right. They botched a little bit, honestly. Yeah. I thought that they were a little slippery
but,
together.
I mean, I think can we both agree though? Isn't this probably one of the first times they touched?
Yeah, you know, it was a last-minute substitution. They probably didn't get
any. They
had
10 days to, like, build and prep that match. So
I'm not mad at that.
No.
And even then, Kenny's promos were still directed towards Moxley.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So this was kind of like a dream bout.
Pac didn't even have a promo. Like, I don't even think he did a promo.
And Pac doesn't even have the Dragon Gate title. At least I don't think.
He was too busy growing muscles. You know?
Well, that's dope, though. I mean,
adding abs.
I'm happy about that because he couldn't wrestle when he had that title. Because
he couldn't lose.
Because he couldn't lose it. But him beating
Kenny.
Omega, yeah.
This is big. Like
him beating Kenny means that he's going to have more matches in AEW.
So
I don't know if he's signed or what his contract involved with. But
yeah,
must be.
He's going to be back because obviously he would get... he beat Kenny, so that gets him in a running for a championship.
Because
or something,
as of now, Kenny is... He has two losses in AEW right now, though. One against Jericho, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And one against Pac.
So he's 0-2?
So he's... I mean, unless you... No, he beat Shima. Or Chima.
He did. He beat Shima. That was a good match.
Yeah. I don't remember...
So he's 1-2.
Yeah. Did he have a match at Fighter Fest, though?
Tag match.
That was a tag match.
That didn't count.
That was at Fight for the Fallen where he beat Shima.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Kenny's... And
they've had too
a bit
many
of a slump
pay-per-views
right
already.
Now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to lead to an interesting story. I heard some things that I can't say and I won't say.
Well, and the other
but
thing is,
I do
Kenny,
think it's going to lead to some interesting stuff. He's losing. He's also kind of been a, like, he was a little cocky in that match. You notice all the like
lots
psychology
of
stuff,
but lots of showy stuff.
The showy,
lots of showy, like flashing with his hands and running towards the ropes with his fingers pointing.
Yeah, do y'all remember when y'all saw Kenny act like that before?
Like a lot of je ne sais quoi, if you will, you know.
Don't make me the bad guy.
Yep,
we got a lot of heel turns to talk about tonight.
But before we get into all that, Matt Maniacs, we want to let y'all know we do have a Patreon page. So go to patreon.com, search the Matt Mania podcast, and do our favorite thing, which is what, gentlemen?
Hey, that money.
Let's get a new mic.
Shout out to
the illustrious Digilabs.
Shout out to Digilabs.
Pay for our mic.
Wow.
And he lost the Penta at All In. I mean, I don't know if that counts, but.
Oh, I mean, they weren't technically branded, so to speak.
No, it wasn't AEW.
So to speak.
So it doesn't count.
You know, so it's a different playground. But on top of that, I mean, if you took part of the Pro Wrestling Tees Labor Day sale, we thank you. And
yes.
If you didn't,
20%.
If you didn't, that's okay, because our tees are still on there. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search the Matt Mania podcast, pick up a shirt, show love, and wear it at your local show.
Yo, Rand,
when you see Rand perform in your city, see some, bring out a wrestling sign. Bring out that MMP wrestling
sign.
Bring
a sign. Do they hashtag MMP.
Do they sell that dope hat that you got on right there on
This is Wrestle Travel.
Yeah, do they sell that on
I don't know. Go to WrestleTravel.com.
Is that an Adidas hat?
Shout out to Hancock, yeah.
Yo,
it's a
look
dry
at that.
Fit too. Flex fit, my bad.
It's a flex fit. Shout out to Wrestling Travel, Dave Hancock and the boys.
You can rep wrestling and be fashionable.
One of our Matt Maniacs took advantage of the Wrestling Travel. What is her name on Twitter?
Jen?
Was it Wixie?
Scribs?
Squee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Jen.
Oh, she
did. That's where she met you at.
You met her out there, too. You met her out there.
Yes, she was at the show in Chicago.
Yeah.
She gave me a hug for all of you. She said, shout out to the squad.
Yes. Hey. Thank you.
She
thank
loves you guys.
That's five hugs.
Rock, she appreciates you being more positive on the show, she said.
I didn't know I was being positive, but all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
We had a little change through the summer, remember?
It's the power of positivity.
P.O.P., hold it down.
Hey, Rand, since you're talking about Chicago, let's stay in Chicago.
Yeah.
I saw that you finally got a tour of
the islands.
I got slammed by Jeff Cobb.
No, you got a tour of the Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, I did. Shout out
talk
to
about
Ryan,
that real
who
quick.
Runs Pro Wrestling Tees. Shout out to Jabali, who I came with him and I got a chance to walk through.
Yo,
the
and
place
just,
is dope.
And a quick shout out to Nerds Clothing, who tore it down at StarCast.
Oh man, the jackets were fire.
Shout out to Nerds Clothing.
I hope
Eric
you got one.
C's, Mommy Yankee. Appreciate what
yo,
y'all do.
Yo, Eric, we waiting on them Matt Mania Nerds
Matt
jackets.
Mania Nerds jackets. Hook us up, brother.
Individual logos.
Yo, with our name,
face
our face.
It.
Yo, with
hell,
a face.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right, Nerds.
A small face on the front. Mm-hmm. Matt Mania Matt logo Mania on the back.
No, just my big face on the back.
Or just all five faces on the back.
The new logo. Yeah,
the new logo with the faces.
Mm-hmm.
And then like
and
our
then
name,
our name.
A name in cursive.
Insignia on the front.
Ooh.
MMP Ran.
Hook us up.
On the front.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
but you're going to say, what's up with Chicago, right?
All
right.
Pro Wrestling Tees. No, he was talking about Pro Wrestling Tees store.
I'm glad you asked, man.
And then I want him to tell us about a quick run through of the panel.
I'm going to tell you about it. Okay, so this is what happened in Chicago. I did a show Thursday. It was hosted by Fred Rosser, a.k.a. Darren Young. Got a chance to meet him. Super cool cat.
Darren Young.
Yeah, good dude. Make Darren Young great again, remember?
Yeah,
oh,
the,
yeah.
The master
there
of chicken
wings. There you go.
Making moves, making moves.
I forgot.
Making million-dollar moves.
Okay.
You forgot about him?
Yeah, I did.
Once you're out of WWE, you get forgotten by the people, unfortunately. It's a sad thing, but it's true. So, all right, so... Oh, the show was dope. Next day, I get a chance to get up with Jabali. He's telling me, yo, come through. We're going to go to Wrestle Tees. Cool. I walk around the back. We get to see the place. He's showing us how the sausage is made, so to speak. Hey, there's just machines over there. Machines over there. Looks cool. And
sausage.
Proverbial sausage. And then
working sausage. Fabric sausages. Okay?
I walk on the side of the building, and in the back, we will go to the side, and I see two guys sitting talking, and it's Marty and Flip. And we're like, hey, what's going on, Marty and Flip? They're over there chilling. We shake hands, and I had on one of the Nerds jackets. I had on the Hao Ming jacket. And Marty's like, oh, nice jacket, man. I was like, it's Nerds. You know about Nerds. He's like, yeah, Nerds. This is my jacket. I love it so much. And then
that's Flip, a really good Marty, to be honest. I close my eyes. I can visualize it.
So Flip is like, yo, I want a jacket.
And listen here, mercenary.
All right, well,
did Marty tell him get lost?
Get in line.
Right.
I was like, talk to my man, not Nerds. So you might see a Flip jacket soon. Who knows? So we're walking around. We keep going. And somebody's doing a signing. And it's the Young Bucks. So the Young Bucks are signing.
Don't you know?
Jabali knows them because he did Fyter Fest. So he goes up, shakes hands. We shake hands. And then they finish their signing. And there's a moment where between the two signings, because Flip and Marty are next, that they all go to get together. And they start talking and shaking hands and showing each other pictures of kids and all that in their phones. And I was like, oh, this is such a great moment.
Aww.
And it was dope to see all of them, like, still really close friends. Mm. Like, all of them were really excited to see each other.
Uh-huh.
So that was dope.
Fucking ROH.
Got out of there, went and got a Popeye's chicken sandwich, which was amazing. I should have put that over. I'll never eat another one.
It ain't that great.
But, yo, it filled me up. It was, ooh.
Dollar chicken sandwich with Carl's Jr., dog.
You saw, me these, post that.
Because you've been talking about them.
It's a damn good sandwich.
Yo, did you see me post about it on
Twitter? It's a damn good sandwich.
I mean, it's much cheaper.
I said when it comes to the chicken sandwich wars, that's the best 99
the
sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
So.
All right. But so both of them are better than Chick-fil-A, would you say?
No, I'm saying the Carl's Jr. one is better than the McDonald's 99 chicken sandwich.
That's hands down.
So.
Is it better than Popeye's?
Does Popeye's have a 99 cent one?
No. Well,
in the 99 cent war. In the budget value war.
Yeah. You got to pick your tiers.
And Alfred says, you don't go to Popeye's outside of New Orleans. Apparently, that's the only good Popeye's in the world.
Okay,
Alfred. Banks? New Orleans.
Shout out to Banks.
I'll see you when you get here with Tank and the Bangers.
So what else happened?
Well, I would like to what were some Starcast. Of the highlights? What were some of the highlights from your panel?
Yeah.
Oh man. So shout out to Andreas Hale, who did a Wrestling with Stereotypes panel. The second year he's done it, or second time. First time was in Vegas.
Thanks for having Matt Mania be a part of this one.
I appreciate him bringing us through it for representation. We had Sunny Kiss, Nala Rose, Ariel Monroe, or Big Swole, Little Foot. They got the lasers. Fred Rosser. And my new best friend. What's his name? Ron Funch. That's it.
Yeah, that's your best friend, all right. You just ruined it.
We're so close that I can't remember his name.
Did he see you? Did he give you a shout out while you was there?
He did.
I know that's
we're
the homie.
We're on the same panel.
He's like, hey, you look like me, cool. Man. Hey, man, how you been, man?
But anyway.
He's like, you still can't afford me, but
So highlights of the panel. All right, this panel actually is on Fight TV if you want to grab it. But highlights though,
$8.99. You can watch. You can get it individually now.
That's pretty dope. It was long. It was like 2 hours. They gave us a primetime spot because Moxley's panel was canceled, so they moved us into the main room, and it was packed. And one particular Hall of Famer was watching the panel, and his name is Mick Foley.
Mick.
Who gave us a standing ovation at the end of it, and I flipped out. I was like, oh, snap, it's Mick.
I even saw a video that he gave you a shout-out on Twitter.
Gave me a little video shout-out. Shout-out to Marcos. Marcos made that happen. I slept on his floor, and he also—
Marcos is that homie, bro.
You slept on Marcos' floor?
I did.
Marcos is the homie.
He looked out. So
yo,
that's my big brother right there.
Good looking, Marcos.
Shout-out to Marcos.
He hit me up. He was asking me where I was at.
Everybody was asking about y'all. That's the one thing I can say. Everybody asked about the squad out there. Yeah. They was like, oh, where the people? Where the people? Dang. So, all right. So the best highlight to me was when he got to the end of the panel and he asked us about Hulk Hogan. Now, I knew it was coming because they told us the panel, Andreas, the host, asked us on the panel, how do we feel about Hulk Hogan? At the time when he asked, it was me, Darren Young, Littlefoot, and that's it, and the two hosts. And Darren Young gave a good story. He's like, man, I was working there when the Hulk Hogan thing went down. And he was like, I remember coming up and seeing them scraping Hulk Hogan's face off the trucks. And I was like, oh, it's real. But he was like, you know, Hogan was nothing but good to me. And he's like, I'm just at a point where I'd rather show love than hate, because it takes more energy for me to hate. So I'm going to just
block the hate.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's just his thing is block the hate. So he was just like, you know, I got love for the dude.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate him. And I was like, I don't have love or hate for him right now. I just kind of, I don't, I don't like what he said, and I don't know if I. Don't
but you're kind of at the point where, like, you know, he just doesn't get my dollar.
Nah, he just won't.
You
get
know,
my dollar.
I don't need a. You know, throw like a hate Hogan campaign.
Well, Rand's got his right. back turned to but, him, as you've seen.
Yeah.
In right. many Hogan beach shop photos.
He might have seen.
He
some
may or may not have peed somewhere.
I might have. So Littlefield was like, "Oh, you already know me. I have a shirt that says F Hulkamania that I've made, and it's on sale on my site." So,
wow.
So you know how she's like, you know how I feel about him, and I was like, well. You know, so we went through that, and then everybody at the end, like, you know, gave us a standing ovation.
That's
like,
beautiful.
Like, and we were talking about representation and being like, and Nyla Rose having some great stories about, oh, they wanted to make her look a certain way or play a certain character.
I heard they were trying to make her up to be like a China type of person, right?
Yeah, yeah. They wanted her to be like China. They wanted her to be like Middle Eastern. They had all types of crazy ideas and games for her. But anyway, it was dope to sit and talk to those people. One highlight, this was off air, off mic, off camera, while we were waiting to go out in the green room. I don't know if I told y'all this.
Nah, you told me this. I know what you're about to tell.
I told you. Okay, so we're sitting in the green room, and my boy Elgin, shout out to El from Chicago, and he was like, hey, y'all, what's your favorite hood movie? So we're all just breaking the ice, getting to know each other. So it's me, Big Swole, Darren, Funches, everybody just chilling. And we're like, what's your favorite hood movie, man? And we're just like, oh, you know, Coming to America, or, you know, Menace Society, or
Soul Plane.
Somebody was just saying crazy Scorpio Sky's there. And
I do the record
and
the
Private Party. They're so freaking young. So they didn't know any of these movies.
What are they, like 12?
They're like 22. So none of them know anything. They were just like, oh, I ain't never seen that movie, bruh. I ain't seen that movie either, bruh.
That's crazy.
You know, bruh, I'm young, man. And I was like, look, man, y'all got.
Shout out to Isaiah and Quan, though.
Y'all need to start watching some movies. But anyway,
on them plane rides, they have they have homework
watch some
to do.
Movies, man. I was like, nothing Color Purple, not Roots, not Juice,
Glory.
Not Glory. Not. They haven't seen any of these movies.
Stop it again?
No Rosewood.
What about
Rosewood.
Blood In, Blood Out, bro?
Boys in the Hood.
Okay, that's a touch.
Juice.
Boys in the Hood.
New Jersey Drive.
Menace. South Central. Do the Right
Fresh.
Thing. Like, Friday, my people.
Even Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
They hadn't seen. So I was like, I can't believe this. So we were done the conversation. And then Tony Schiavone, shout out to Tony, who was there and he overheard us.
Oh,
like,
man.
Hey, you guys talking about.
I like that Boys in the Hood movie.
Talking about those hood movies. Hey, Well, and we're like, okay, Tony, come sit down. What's your favorite, like, black movie, Tony? And he's like, oh, man, it's got to be, you know, that Coming to America, you know? And I was like, oh, all right, cool. And he's like, my favorite part.
Too far with it.
You remember? You might need to get the record scratch ready for this. He's like, so my favorite part is when it gets the girl to bark like a dog, you know? It's like, ha, ha, ha. And you're like, you know, she's like, whoop, whoop. Oh, man, I was so, that's just hilarious. And so I was like falling out of his chair. And I'm like, why is this so funny? It's not that funny, dog.
Tony Schiavone want to be in those porn with the old men with the young black women trying to dominate him, talking about he wanted to bark like a dog. Like,
that's, yeah. He might be into that stuff.
You wanted that type of stuff,
I was like,
Tony?
Okay, Tony.
You wanted the dominatrix shit.
But it was cool to get his take on it. I mean, he's a Southern guy, so I mean, it was cool to hear that. Somebody
Southern
said
nasty.
Shout out to the movie Fresh.
At least he didn't say Carlos. Rosewood.
Oh, Lord. God. Oh, you know that Django. I really love that Django.
Oh, he just someone shouted out Fresh.
Django, yeah.
Fresh is crazy.
He said I really like that Django.
No, my favorite's probably Django, huh?
When he had those niggers fighting each other. Candy, he was such a funny guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I really resonate with that Candy cup.
My uncle's name is Candy.
The way he called it Candyland, it was so funny.
Let me ask you this: since you were there around StarCast, was there a buzz because of CM Punk?
Yes.
Why?
People really thought he was going to show up.
Why?
They thought Punk was going to pop up.
Yo,
there
I
was
really
like
was
over
like,
under bets.
I really
even
was.
No, he said he wasn't. He said he wasn't on his.
Yeah, appearance. But I kept saying he was going to show up. I thought he was going to be there in some kind of way. He didn't show up at the event.
Somebody was like, "Yo, CM Punk could come to AEW and he should be a manager," and I was like, "That's a bad idea." Because, or he could be a manager that puts over a talent,
mouthpiece, yeah.
Like a mouthpiece, but they will just cheer CM Punk all the time. So I don't think that'll work.
He could be a manager that shows people how to sell because he sells real fights.
Yeah, he also loses these
with
fights.
His face.
Well, he loses.
Yeah,
he can show you how to face.
Perfect example. Watch me make your face beat up my hand.
I don't know. I think I've already announced my stance on CM Punk and wrestling.
We know.
Doesn't need to be involved. The fact that he's just, you know, I guess what I'll say, leeching off of his wrestling fans.
Oh,
but
leeching.
Harsh words.
That is.
But
harsh.
I say leeching because. He's not on the con circuit. Like, is he on the con circuit?
No, this is his first appearance ever.
It's been a while,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So first, like, it's not like he's doing it because, you know, he likes going to the cons and stuff like that. He's doing it because, oh, I know I'm making tons of money here, maybe. And that's just my opinion.
Well,
just
Rand,
my opinion.
Shots fired.
If he was somebody's manager, like if they had someone who they wanted to put over so bad that they were like, look, this is going to be the build of it. We're going to have CM Punk be your manager. Everybody's going to chant for CM Punk. You're going to eventually beat CM Punk up because you're tired of your manager getting all the the accolades.
Yeah.
And then that's CM Punk's exit. And then he can just leave and not be in AEW no more.
He can still do the job and put you over.
Yeah.
I agree. Like Lana. Lana's the best example I can think
of.
Lana as a manager put Rusev over because she enhanced him. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like Zelina Vega with Andrade. She kind of enhanced him.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
One thing we did neglect
to
mention
about
that we'll get there.
Yeah,
that took place at All Out was the prettiest spine buster in the business made a return.
Woo!
Double A.
Let
him down,
man. Still got that pop to it, man.
I'll say I was listening to
so pretty.
I was listening to some Chris Jericho audio, and he said he spoke to Arn backstage. And Chris Jericho was telling Arn, you got a little bit of trouble going through that third row. He's like, yeah, man, because I'm so fat. Like, he owns it, you know?
He still delivered that spine buster,
yeah, he ain't
man.
Flying through the ropes like that no more.
He got under that
he
rope.
He still gets down.
It got under that rope.
You know? I mean, the lift and slam.
Ooh, it was great.
Perfect.
And, he ran down that ring as fast as he could.
Sean Spears sold it right.
He sold
he
it greatly.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
He was winded, but he's a big guy. He's older, you know.
And, you know, I'm liking this. I'm liking the fact that they're actually using their legends, you know, for pro things instead of using their
come
legends.
Out of wave.
Yeah. You know, for pro things instead of using their legends to like, oh, we need to bury them, you know, something like that. I like
that's
that.
True. They're not
like
burying
that.
Legends. They're lifting them up.
Yeah, they're putting them in a positive light.
Nobody talked about the Cody match. It's the last thing I'm going to say about probably All Out. Are you buying Sean Spears as a legit opponent?
Yo,
buying this new Sean Spears?
I think Sean Spears now, he set the platform for what he can do. Now I just want to see him either elevating against Cody just one more time, maybe do like one more series with Cody, just because that'll cement his hatred or his tenacity towards Mr. Rhodes.
I think about that is, which I know is not going to happen, but I feel like if I saw them go against each other again, I wouldn't want all the ringside shenanigans. I think that
like
took
straight
away
up one on one.
Yeah,
you
I think that took
one-on-one.
That took away from the
maybe
match
a
for
cage
me.
Match.
Seeing
cage match.
Seeing all the interference and all the
like
extra
MJF,
BS that was
Tully
going
Blanchard.
On. Yeah,
cage
it's like,
match.
I know MJF is going to be down there because they're trying to push him, so they're trying to push whatever feud that they might be having or developing with him and Cody. But, it was just
I feel like that's the build-up for the next big feud for Cody.
Right,
it'll
so
take a while.
So that's why I'm saying, like, they're not going to take them away from ringside. Yeah. But them being ringside, trying to get all the attention on them instead of the match is what took away from the match for me.
I can see that.
Now, if I can add just a little bit, and this might be just looking way too much into it, but there was a second where MJF...
Yeah, he did.
What?
When he had the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he looked
that's
like
what
he
they,
was
that's
about
the build.
To, you know? So you think...
The build is the countdown for him turning on Cody.
Exactly.
Ah.
He's being...
Okay.
So you definitely see it possible.
I can see it happening.
Got it.
Like Dilly Dilly on a cage match.
What?
No, that one.
Oh, this?
Oh, that one?
There you go, buddy.
Hey, he came all the way back for that.
Or maybe they'll swap it, and then Cody will turn heel, and he'll be the one that jumps MJF. Like, oh, I knew you were plotting on me.
Well,
like,
what they were saying, I think the commentators
heel.
Were saying is that,
see,
like,
plotting on me.
Oh, I don't think Cody likes all of this showboating or all this stuff that
Thanks, man.
That what's his name is doing, that MJF is doing, like it's taken away from the match, just the like match. I said.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're trying to get all the attention on you. Are you getting me disqualified, or you know, right. something like that?
It's a countdown to them. So then,
yeah, they did the same thing that Braun did when Seth was holding the belt, like he was holding the belt, but Braun was looking at the Universal title.
Yeah.
Like that's what
that's
I want.
Cool. That's foreshadowing.
That's what it's called.
There you go. The word of the day. So here's another thing. The heel of the match, Marcos, who told me, and a lot of people felt this way, even Brandy. The heel of the match is Cody for bringing out Pharaoh amongst all the shenanigans.
Ah, come on.
And the fireworks. Pharaoh was not trying to be there. They should have just let Pharaoh run back to backstage.
I mean, he was scared.
I think you could predict the way he was going to react.
Dogs don't like fireworks.
Dogs have super sensitive hearing. We know that they don't like fireworks. They got to stop bringing Pharaoh out, I think. You got to stop that.
That and Adam Page came out on a horse.
Or not have pyrotechnics for his entrance.
Yeah, just you can't do both. You can't bring a dog out who has super sensitive hearing and then let off pyro.
Yo, I know you said that we were done talking about this, but nobody spoke about the Jericho and Hangman match. And so he just brought up Hangman being on a horse.
Hunter Horse Helmsley. Any thoughts on the match?
Jericho threw the best Judas elbow that he's ever thrown.
That was the best one.
Agree.
It's so protected.
It helped because of the, what is it called? The buckshot lariat that he was trying to do right before it.
Yeah.
The way he flipped and connected into that elbow.
Great. It was great.
Yeah.
They sold it right. Sequence. I was like, oh, that's it.
It looked like he knocked him out with it.
And it looked like a knockout. Now, and I was like, this is going.
The thing is, like this match came right after the Escalera de la Muerte match. And it's kind of like, I was thinking, like, how are you going to top that? Like, your championship match is the quote-unquote cool-down.
But you know it's not because you know a Jericho match is, like, methodical.
So
it's
exactly.
You
it's
might
paced.
Be on
the
slow built. Maybe they could have put a short match in between those two.
Yeah. I mean, I could have appreciated something, but the fact that Jericho was able, and Hangman, they were able to do, like, a slow build, so they kind of, like, brought me back down to zero, and then they revved it back up. Yeah. So I appreciate that.
Once he started hitting those buckshot lariats is when it started like
yes. It kind of because they started doing all these near falls. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started becoming like a little bit more on the edge of my seat.
I'm going to be honest, y'all. I don't know if I've talked about it on this show yet. I feel like I've said it a few times.
But you don't like Hangman.
I don't believe Hangman. I don't.
Rocket said
we don't believe you.
He does cowboy shit.
He's not a champion to me. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, but that's why they didn't give him the book yet. Ooh,
God Jesus, damn,
man.
Shots fired.
But
I definitely feel like that they can build him up to be
a volume leveling over there.
Man, I think they can build him up to be one. He's already got the crowd.
I'm gonna pull my gun out.
He's got the fans. Crowd. You're right. He's got the fans.
They can build him like Seth, you know, make him chase the title for a little while.
Mm.
Once he's Seth. Yeah, but I'm just saying he's the
So who do you want to see next? Who do you want to see
against Jericho?
Against Jericho. If it's not a Hangman rematch.
That's a good question.
Would it have to be Cody?
No.
Who else would be in the running for a title right now?
Technically, Omega might need a rematch.
Omega hasn't really earned it.
What, the winner of Moxley and Omega?
No,
or?
Because with Omega losing so many matches right now, I wouldn't think that win from Moxley would be.
But you know what?
Would propel him there.
You're right. I don't
you
know.
You know who
then.
We can all agree?
Who?
Who won't get a title shot? Scorpio Sky.
Scorpio Sky. He'll never get a shot at this.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Librarian, gonna shush me up yours.
All right, I mean,
so, switch gears.
Let's switch gears. What else we got, Rob?
I have no idea who would get a shot.
Full gear.
Yeah, let's talk about it. The
full gear.
The full gear.
Moxley versus Kenny Omega.
Let's go full gear. All right.
Yeah. So Raw, we saw two more King of the Ring matches. We saw Baron Corbin go over Cedric Alexander.
Which
we called it.
Yeah, we kind of figured
WWE
much.
Called it.
And then there was some confusion due to the second one because there was a double pin. Ricochet and Joe were both declared winners and they were going to advance. And now they are going to face Baron Corbin in a triple threat.
This actually makes me kind of excited.
But why did they do this?
I don't know.
This is weird.
It is weird.
I'll tell you why they did it.
Why they do it?
Want to smash everybody together.
Okay, let Teak break it down for you.
Teak's take.
Baron's not winning the King of the Ring.
I think he is.
He's not winning.
Continue.
But he also can't lose. So you put him in a triple threat where he don't get pinned.
He doesn't get pinned. He stays strong.
Oh, that's going to be his. I didn't get pinned. I didn't lose.
But now that gives a better chance for Joe to move forward in the King of the Ring. Yeah.
I think it's
Stop
Chad
treating
Gable.
My man Joe like that.
I think it's Chad Gable, to be honest. I think
you think he's going to win
putting
me?
Him through all these
what
short
the
jokes
hell?
So Chad that Gable. He can get over.
Well, they said WWE trademarked the name Shorty G, and they think that that's going to be going to Chad Gable.
God, that's a horrible name.
And that's what they're building to.
That's
I think I'm going to fucking puke.
I think it's Chad Gable.
So you think Chad Gable's going to beat
Corbin.
Elias? Because that's his next round.
This has been a lot more unpredictable than I thought. Like, I just knew it was Andrade was going. I knew Drew would do better. Like, yeah. I don't know. This has been
I actually called Elias because I said with him being with Shane, I said he was going to go.
Yeah.
Forward.
But they're winning straight up matches. Nobody's even cheating, which is crazy. Corbin won straight up.
No, Cedric got beat up by the OC last week, so he was selling the injury.
So
that's why Baron went forward.
But Elias too was pretty clean.
The confusion with the confusion with that in this triple threat. Even if Baron wins, it's so that nobody looks weak in that because I think Ricochet and Joe are still guys that they want.
They both want to push.
Yeah,
push. So
they don't want.
I think it's always better when a heel wins King of the Ring. My thoughts.
But they can't do heel, which was we were saying they won't do Corbin and Elias.
They could do Gable and Corbin.
All I know is I'm done talking about King of the Ring after tonight.
That doesn't sound like an exciting.
Let's move on.
Finish for King of the Ring.
You're right.
I'm over it.
It's not a money match though. But Elias and Ricochet? I don't think that's money either.
No.
You know? Or Joe and Elias?
Yeah, none of these guys that they have in the bottom.
There's no
Which
money.
Is
I mean,
why Baron
Because there's nobody going on the there's nobody on the other side that's as good as the Raw side right now.
It's gonna be Corbin.
That's why it's Corbin. I think it's Gable or Corbin.
You know, someone said on Twitter, and they're right. They're like, yeah, we all hate Baron Corbin, but he's actually a pretty decent wrestler.
He's a good wrestler.
He's not
I always thought that his moves was
so
good.
I just hate him.
The end of days is dope.
I think I read or heard on the PW, the new 2019 PWI 500
list. Top 500.
Baron Corbin.
Yeah, he's better than who?
Zack Sabre
yeah,
Jr.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's ranked higher.
Did they
in the
get
PWI.
A WWE guy to write it this year?
It clearly wasn't
Uncle
Dave.
Number one.
I was so mad.
Yo, okay. But this is why we hate Baron Corbin, because his hair was thinning, and we were like, yo, cut that shit. Mm-hmm. And then he cut it, and we were like, now you're dressing like you work at fucking Applebee's. And it was like.
And now he's wearing the G unit tank top.
So yeah. We all hate Baron Corbin because he don't have no swag.
Right. Yeah, his swag is off. Get your swag right.
What about
his gear was dope when
his
hair was thin.
They didn't like him.
They needed to fix
his hair. It was like his torso area. They didn't like.
And I was mad that he shaved his hair off off TV, and why they didn't just have some sort of hair mesh if he was going to cut his hair.
That would have been perfect.
That's classic.
We also had the man called out the boss.
The man
came out talking that shit.
Uh-huh.
Gave one of those weird Becky Lynch. Heavily accented
Listen
promos.
Here, you big weirdo.
You blue,
big
dope. You blue weirdo.
You big dope.
You blue weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
Which was, it was cool because we're going to see Sasha and Becky at Clash of the Champions. And then the main event of the night was a showcase with Becky and Bayley versus Alexa and Nikki Cross.
For the first time ever, a champions showcase.
Yes.
That's good
and
shit,
pal. And of course, the boss
WWE
came out.
WWE always trying to showcase some
first
shit.
Time
the boss came out mid-match and was looking, leering from the outside.
So did you see this coming?
Of course.
With Sasha hanging out?
I knew she was going to run in. I knew she was going to run in. What I didn't think was going to happen was what we saw, which is essentially the heel turn of Bayley, who
mat.
Proceeded Ooh. To whoop Becky Lynch down with the chair.
I don't know how I felt. I was excited because it's a new Bayley.
Yeah.
But I liked this Bayley already, though. I already liked this run of Bayley.
Wait, so you're saying you liked face Bayley, so why they turning her heel?
This champion Bayley, I like a lot.
It was good.
Now it's turning her heel. It's like,
yeah.
So this is different.
Entrance got to change.
But she got
entrance has to change.
Maybe SmackDown.
She can't
came
do that.
Out,
she can't
same,
do the man things.
Same thing.
No, they're going to be the same inflatable wiki or wacky tube men.
Are they going to be dead?
But they're going to be red.
They're going to be red.
Oh, now it's
red.
Are you saying that it can't still say hug a champion?
Red is bad guys.
People want to hug Bayley.
Or they throwing up fingers? Throwing up middle fingers? I was telling you a little bit off mic. I really liked her promo on SmackDown where it was like. I'm still a good guy, guys. Like, I'm teaching you to stick by your friends, you know? Like she's almost, like, delusional because she's blinded by friendship.
That's something, like Alexa Bliss would say, which I like. Almost like she took a little page off that Alexa Bliss book.
It's definitely. But you make my point, which is a little bit of the problem with it, is we already got a storyline like that where a bad guy is pulling another bad guy into that. Well, that's kind of what Nikki Cross and Alexa are doing. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, so
the best friends.
You can't have too many heels.
Chucky T?
Heel girls.
Hey, Trent, bro. Trim.
And so now what we got? Bayley versus Charlotte.
Charlotte at Clash.
So now Charlotte's face all of a sudden? Like, what is going on?
Apparently Charlotte is face. Like, she has to be.
This is weird.
But she has no friends, which is why she got beat down on
Well,
Tuesday.
No, they're going to.
Until Becky comes in. Best friends,
gonna,
better enemies.
That's what I was about to say. Like, that's what they're going to happen. It's going to be Charlotte and Becky versus Sasha and Bayley.
That'll be the go home match.
Now, you know what that'll happen?
And isn't that the four horsewomen?
That'll be a Survivor. Yep. That'll be a Survivor Series,
or just a fatal four way, which is what I've been waiting for since they all came.
Becky, Sasha, Bayley, and
fatal four way. We thought that would be like a WrestleMania main event at some point.
That could be a WrestleMania.
It could really be.
I mean, depending on how long they push this,
really drag it out. But it could be done. I want to see a fatal four-way. They don't have to team up. You know what I mean?
But they always do that. They're going to be like, oh, we're going to put the people who don't like each other together in a tag team and make them fight the go-home show before the pay-per-view.
Yeah, they always do that. anybody excited about Braun Strowman versus Seth?
Not particularly.
I'm more excited for Braun Strowman versus The Fiend.
Well, wait. Let's talk about the contract signing.
So
you got that.
So there was some confusion in what we heard in the audio. Yeah.
You're telling me and Stone Cold are gonna gang up against
AJ Styles had some things to say to Michael Cole during that, and that was pretty funny.
AJ Styles just had some things to say, period, which I agree with.
He came out, and I mean, I didn't disagree with nothing he said.
Nope.
He was like, yo, what's good here?
Right. Is it just me, or are they hinting towards a fourth member of the OC?
Yeah.
Who would it be?
A returning Finn Balor.
Yeah, Finn with his head shaved.
Finn Balor. He just shaved his hair.
The newly married Finn Balor.
Hey. Or it could be. Congrats,
he's like, I got to make this money. I got to get on the winning team.
It could be Eric Rowan.
Rowan's twin.
Rowan got some mic time. He's talking.
He needs a new team now, so.
He does need a new team.
And then he scolded DB through a table.
Yeah, he did.
Spiked him.
Gave him the ED.
The Spizike.
So this whole
EBD clause.
Roman getting hit story was to give Rowan a push, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. He's
going to go
it.
Up against Roman, right?
Now, Rowan versus Roman happens.
Roman's big enough. He deserves a push. He's big enough. He deserves a push. It's a not important pay-per-view, so why not give somebody a shot?
Yeah, but I like him and DB together.
At least to see what he was going to do.
That's a good thought, though.
Well, I used to like him when he was when he was a Wyatt. His issue was just that he was always getting injured, or they were always using him to lose the match, but he still could wrestle.
He could wrestle. Yeah. That's true. I'm happy for him. I hope Luke Harper.
Damn, where's Luke Harper?
Where you at, Luke?
I'm still, I remember the fact that The Rock beat Rowan in like 2 seconds.
You remember that? He buried him on WrestleMania.
They buried Braid that night, too.
They buried all of them,
Go ahead.
Produce.
What we got? What we got?
Soundman G1. Produce.
For the first time, we're going to see the tag champs defend their titles and then compete against each other for the Universal Championship.
Why does this guy keep wearing Road Warrior?
I mean, have you ever thought who I'm supposed to face?
That's Japan.
Huh? Who am I supposed to face at Clash of Champions? Who is it?
He made a really good point,
who am I going to face at Clash of Champions?
Promo?
You know what? No. I know what I could do. I'll just keep walking around like this right here, seeing who wants to take a gander at my championship. And then apparently, that's who I'll face.
Exactly.
Right?
Made a great point.
Hey, wait. Don't look at my championship.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at my championship.
Otherwise, you get a shot.
Whoever looks gets a shot.
And you know what? AJ, it gets more ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Bobby. Oh, excuse me. I called him Bob. Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
We know him by Bob Roode.
But Bob. Come on, really? I mean, why do they get an opportunity? They're not even a real team.
Damn right.
But the OC now, we are a team.
For life.
It looked like he skipped the part, but didn't have the...
The
Oh, you need it?
WWE skipped part of the clip.
They skipped the.
Oh!
Yo, no, Braun was out cold for that.
Only a matter of timing on him.
That was Braun said, I've been throwing tables since the beginning.
Right. It's what I do.
He threw that shit one-handed quickly. Like,
yeah, he got
AJ. AJ caught all that table.
He did catch him. All right, so thoughts on Raw this week? Was it good? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Good episode.
Right. Entertaining.
All right, so we're going to end the
did
show,
did they have a tag
I
team
guess.
Turmoil match on that? Did Bobby Roode and Dolph fight somebody on Raw?
Not on the 90-minute version I watched, but I don't know.
Somebody, Simon, called their tag team Rudolph.
Here, I got it.
Rudolph.
Seriously, AJ, right. You're trying to conduct a contract signing. You have no. Shut up, Michael Cole. Slap your teeth down your throat.
Definitely said teeth.
I slap your dick down your throat. Like
you got a burial this week?
All right. Because I'm a pet guy.
You've been on the road.
I got to bury Cody, man, because I think you didn't have to bring the dog out when you know you were doing pyro and they have sensitive hair. Sorry, I'm going to go all soft. Humane Society. You can't just go write a check off to the Humane Society and think it's all good and then bring your dog around
it was
pyro.
For Paws.
Paws.
Paws for Chicago.
Yo, I also want to know,
Cody.
How in Cody's match, when he had the chair and he threw the chair to the other dude and then kicked the chair in the face.
How's that not a DQ?
Yeah, how's that not a DQ?
He didn't hit him with it.
I think it was a no DQ match.
No, because that's why he couldn't use it.
He didn't hit him with it.
That was dumb.
He was holding it and he just happened to.
Well, but he threw it to him.
Coincidentally.
It was
coincidentally.
Also,
he didn't swing and hit him with it.
Nothing got
the ring belt, the weight belt. The ref wouldn't let him use it.
Yeah.
So then he took his own belt that Tully gave him, and then he could whip him with that. Like, wait,
but
how?
Because
the ref didn't see him do it. And when the ref saw the belt next to him, then he took
it
from him.
I thought he saw it.
No, he was talking to somebody else.
He saw it afterwards. He's like, hey, where'd you get
that? So I don't see how that works. I don't see how you can be like, hey, catch this chair. I hit this chair. Hey, I didn't do nothing. I just won the match clean.
I guess so. That's weird.
Okay.
All right.
Get your rules together, AEW. You're drunk.
Burial. Okay. Should we bury Jericho for losing the title?
Belt game 2019.
You can't bury the GOAT.
No, you can't. He's the first AEW champion and the first person to lose the AEW championship. Shout out to Jericho.
Oldest champ, youngest champ.
The lost and found title.
Longest reigning champ, shortest reigning champ.
The American East West champ.
Yes.
Stop drinking all that bubbly.
Can't bury him. Do you have a snack before we get out
of
here?
I do have a snack of the week. She is on the NXT roster.
Is it
roster.
Black Forest Gummy Bears?
It is not Black Forest Gummy Bears, but salute to Black Forest Gummy Bears for lacing lead booker Mega Round with a care
of the
package.
Show.
Official snack of the show.
Yeah. Oh, right. Official snack of the show. Ooh, so your snack of the week is sponsored by Black Forest Gummy Bears this week.
Snack of the week for this week. She is on the NXT roster. Her name is Xia Li.
Oh,
she is the first Chinese female in the WWE.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Chinese, you said?
What?
Who
NXT,
is this dude? Yo?
NXT, you say?
Wait, what? Why?
Who is this dude?
Yeah, see?
She's
a snack.
Oh, we're not saying she not. We're just saying that
she's a fortune. She's a whole fortune cookie,
that
man.
That you recognized her.
Yeah.
So definitely want to crack that fortune cookie.
When we're at the WrestleMania party in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude,
she there?
Yeah, she's there. Dude, she gets down. Like she was dancing with all of her girlfriends and stuff. And yeah, they get down, dude.
I bet.
Yo, I'll tell you who else gets down at the WWE after party. Fucking Carl Anderson.
Yo, he was lit.
What up, Hoop?
He was litty.
Oh, you know what? And I also have to give a very big thank you to Big Sexy Big Fine, who was gracious enough to wish me happy birthday on Twitter.
Yo, shout out to Naya.
Naya, we love you.
We do love you, Naya. Come back soon. We miss you.
We miss you.
Snack
of the year.
And something I'm going to do later, I'm going to record this at another time, but I'm going to do it live for you. That was tonight's Mad Mania Snack of the Week. Snack of the Week.
Okay.
I'm going to record. I'm going to really do that in the studio.
Yes. I love it.
And on that note.
Yo, I thought you was about to get in the snack of the week. She just a snack of the week.
Nah. That would be too easy.
That's good.
That's where you sound like you was going with it.
Nah. Well, folks, I think that is the end of another high-impact episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to, of course, Black Forest Gummy Bears.
Yay.
And to DigiLab Studios.
Yeah, it felt good to have a sponsor.
And to
even if they sponsored us with food.
Our homies Geekscape. which Rogue is our Amoeba. Podcast network, Rogue Amoeba, for the sound equipment.
Yes, sir.
And
Digi
you
Lab Studios
for listening. Don't forget Pro Wrestling Tees, Patreon, and all of them. Speaking of Patreon, yeah. We're about to do an exclusive episode just for the patrons. So go on over to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast and pay that money.
Invite your friends.
All right, y'all. As always, keep your shoulders off the mat. See you on Patreon.
Peace. Are you cutting your live off for the Patreon? They don't get that live. Yeah, they don't get that live.
We out.
No Patreon for y'all.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.